The remote West Australian town of Kalgoorlie is best known for an abundance of pubs, topless barmaids and gold. Lots of gold. But the fortune hunters who once flocked to this mineral-rich region are now leaving in droves. More than 500 mining tenements have been abandoned in the last 12 months, and the exodus is putting financial pressure on the local council and prompting calls for the tenement system to be overhauled. As Lucy Martin reports.
Anyone can peg out a mining tenement and try their luck at finding a fortune in Western Australia. Prospectors pay rent to the state government and rates to the local council for their patch of land. But tough economic conditions mean explorers are throwing in the towel. Ron Yurovich is mayor of the city of Kalgoorlie-Boulder in WA's Goldfields region.
If someone hands back a tenement, then we are required by law to refund the portion of those rates up to the 30th of June of the following year. We do get some handed back year by year, but not to the extent that we've had them handed back this year, and therefore we've been writing out a lot of cheques. It comes down to anywhere between $400,000 and $800,000. That's a substantial hit on our budget, obviously.
505 tenements were surrendered in the Kalgoorlie-Boulder region alone between July 2014 and June this year.
Well, the numbers are huge compared to what they ever have before. We might get $100,000 handed back in a year. Obviously, when you're talking multiples of that, that's an issue. We don't know what this year will bring, whether a lot more will be handed in. We might be adjusting our budget again. Who knows? The fact is that we have to have surety when we strike a budget that those funds aren't going to be withdrawn from us.
The council last night voted to delay $800,000 worth of local projects. Ron Yurovich says councils shouldn't have to refund rates when tenements are handed back. Hugh Gallagher is the president of Kalgoorlie-Boulder's Chamber of Commerce.
I don't think there's any winners in this one, to be quite frank, because effectively, you know, what you've got is investors who were, their plan was to invest and make money, and we would have come out of it well. But they've handed some of those tenements back. Very unusual, something of a precedent, really. Very hard to plan for, I must say.
The Association of Mining and Exploration Companies agrees the system is flawed, but for different reasons. CEO Simon Bennison says councils shouldn't be allowed to charge rates on exploration tenements at all because they provide few, if any, services. He believes some councils have become too reliant on tenement rates to prop up their budgets.
Well, I think this is one of the weaknesses within the whole local government financial strategy. A local government authority shouldn't be dependent upon something that they really don't provide a service to. There is a very random approach by some local government authorities to reverse engineer their charges on a exploration or mining tenement based on their budgetary needs, not on the services and the value of those services delivered.
AMEC says Western Australia is the only state that still allows councils to charge rates on exploration tenements. The group is collecting information on council rates as part of a campaign to have the charge scrapped.
We're not saying, obviously, every local government authority applies this approach to exploration and mining tenements. We're just getting a better understanding of exactly what is happening.
The local government minister, Tony Simpson, declined to be interviewed, but said in a statement the issue of rating mining tenements is a vexed one, and government will continue to work with councils and the mining industry. In the meantime, the mayor of Kalgoorlie-Boulder, Ron Yurovich, is hoping the abandoned tenements might be snapped up.
The fact that all these tenements have been handed back then makes that land available for others to peg. You know, I've been in Kalgoorlie-Boulder all my life. I've seen it go up and down, and I expect it will start going up again shortly. I have no problems about that. Kalgoorlie-Boulder is a rich mineral area. They're still finding all sorts of things, and I expect that to continue.
But mining analyst Peter Strachan says no one should get their hopes up just yet.
The conditions in the mining exploration sector are the worst that most people can remember in living memory. There's just no money around, no risk appetite for exploration. There are a lot of stacked drilling rigs in Kalgoorlie-Boulder looking for work, and a lot of smaller companies are sitting around with they might have a bill of $100,000 or $200,000 a year just to keep their permits active, and they're figuring, well, I just can't afford to hold those permits, so they're handing them back.
That's mining analyst Peter Strachan, ending Lucy Martin's report.